What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 547. In this episode, I'll discuss how to predict the pharmacotherapy needs of your patient and team during an inpatient medical emergency. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode547. I consider there to be three skill levels that pharmacists progress through as they learn how to respond to inpatient medical emergencies such as code blue and rapid response calls. Level one I call just being a pharmacist. This is when you do your regular pharmacist things like drawing up and labeling medications and calculating doses. This work is valuable because it frees up a nurse to be hands-on with a patient. Level two is helping to identify and reverse the cause of a patient's deterioration. This includes listening to the bedside nurse's description of what happened prior to the emergency and reviewing a patient's medication, labs, and other clinical data to pinpoint the cause of deterioration. Level three is predicting and preparing for the pharmacotherapy needs of the patient in advance, prior to the physician ordering medications for those needs. Preparing for these needs in advance greatly reduces the usual lag time between a physician's medication order and the implementation of that order to benefit the patient. So how can a pharmacist develop the skill to predict pharmacotherapy needs and prepare for them in advance? By assessing each emergency scenario through the lens of your knowledge and experience to answer the question, what is the worst thing that could go wrong right now? Then bring the medications and supplies to the bedside that would be needed for that worst case scenario. Here are three examples. Number one, you're on a rapid response call for a septic patient and observe the patient is drowsy, receiving supplemental oxygen, and nurses are asking for a manual blood pressure cuff because the electronic one isn't giving a reading. The worst case scenario involves this patient needing rapid sequence intubation because they're drowsy and requiring oxygen, and fluid bolses and vasopressors because their blood pressure can't easily be read. By bringing the necessary medications to the bedside when you notice this, you can have them ready to go before the physician orders them. Number two, you're on a rapid response call for a GI bleed patient, and you observe the nurses to be discarding a bedpan with fresh, bright red blood. This is a condition called hematochezia, and it suggests that the patient is having a very large upper GI bleed for there to be fresh blood in the stool. Knowing that this means the patient may become critically ill quickly due to large blood loss, a pharmacist can obtain crystalloid IV fluids and vasopressors while the rest of the rapid response team attends to the patient. This will allow for immediate supportive care until an endoscopy can be performed. And number three, you're in a room during a rapid sequence intubation and notice the provider is having difficulty placing the tube on the first attempt. The patient's oxygen saturation and heart rate begin to decrease below their pre-intubation baseline. Most of the time, this scenario turns out fine. The airway is secured on the second attempt and the patient's vital signs return to normal. However, this could also signal a worst-case scenario of impending intubation-related cardiac arrest. At this point, as I've typically finished preparing and handing to the nurse all medications needed for rapid sequence intubation, and the rest of the staff is directly attending to the patient, I'll obtain the code cart, bringing it just outside the room so that it is available should it be needed. The reason I leave the cart outside the room is that the last thing a physician or respiratory therapist wants to see out of the corner of their eye during a challenging intubation is the code cart being rolled into the room. In each of these scenarios, the medications brought to the bedside will not always be needed, and I do not open vials or spike IV bags ahead of time to avoid waste. But in the event the worst-case scenario does occur, your team and ultimately the patient will benefit from having the correct medications immediately available at the bedside instead of down the hall in the automated dispensing cabinet. No matter what skill level of code blue and rapid response you are at, from never having attended to a code to being an experienced member of the medical emergency team, my Hospital Pharmacy Academy has in-depth practical trainings to help you bring your emergency response skills to the next level. This is in addition to many other resources to help you in your practice. At the time this episode goes live, you can get a special quarterly membership to the Hospital Pharmacy Academy that will give you a recurring discount of 3 months for the price of two for as long as you keep your membership current. That's a 33% discount for the life of your membership. This quarterly rate will be available until 10 p.m. Eastern, Thursday, October 15th, and it is the last time this rate will be offered in 2020. To get immediate access, go to pharmacyjoe.com/quarterly. If you're an existing monthly Academy member, you can upgrade to the same discounted rate by going to your profile page at pharmacyjoe.com/profile. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.